I'm Phil Nee with WRCO Sports. Well, most of our teams were not playing. They were sidelined by the weather yesterday. But the Richland Center girls soccer team did play in Platteville against Platteville Lancaster and lost 8-0. According to the coaching staff, the Hornets played a great first half of soccer and were trailing 3-0 at halftime. Improved teamwork, positivity, and passing were all key components in the first half as the Hornets continue to make progress this season as the games continue. They're hosting the girls soccer Rari's Night for players to be recognized at halftime on Tuesday night. This coming Tuesday, the game will start at 5 o'clock. Wear your 2024 spring jersey at the Richland Center High School Stadium Field. Also, talking about sports going on this weekend for the Richland Center baseball team, they will be at Lancaster this evening, and the River Valley baseball team will be home, and the River Valley baseball team will be at Dodgeville. It's a team that they tried to play a couple of weeks ago before getting rained out. It's our featured game today on WRCO Radio. Mitch Heinemeier, head coach of River Valley, is looking for his team to continue improving.
We got to find a little bit more depth with our pitching. Other than Danny, who's been our leader the last 2 years as a pitching, as our ace pitcher, we got to get a number two, a number three, especially with the way that the season's going to play out with games on top of games. We need to find a little bit better depth and get a little bit more quality starts from a few of the younger guys. And then on top of that, we just got to put together, have a little bit better at-bats. We're getting ourselves out a lot right now and not really having a plan when we go up to the plate. Our offense definitely needs to improve so our pitchers can keep us in the game, for sure.
River Valley at Dodgeville tonight can be heard on WRCO FM 100.9 and WRCO.com. First pitch time at around 5 o'clock. The Riverdale baseball team is home with an SWAL conference game against Boscobel. Ithaca baseball and softball will be home against Brookwood today in a non-conference game. And Kickapoo is making up conference games that were canceled earlier in the season against Seneca. Seneca plays at Kickapoo today in both baseball and softball. And there's a big track invite today hosted by River Valley, including Boscobel, Dodgeville, Fenimore, Ithaca Weston, Lancaster, River Ridge, Riverdale, and the host Blackhawks. Richland Center will be there as well as they continue a busy stretch of meets. Head coach Fran Ewing talked about her staff helping out the Richland Center program for us.
Laura Ewing, she is helping with the sprints and the relays and the long jump and triple jump. We have Ethan Weiss, who is working with the high jump and the hurdlers and the triple jump, assisting Laura. And then we have Dana Ryder, who is working with the shot put and the discus. And we have Austin Kennefeck, who is working with the pole vault. And then we have Evan O'Connell, who is working with the long distance. And then, of course, I work with the sprinters and the relays and, of course, do all the paperwork.
Many teams will also be involved in the Ginger Mori invite tomorrow at Riverdale. Teams that will be participating this year include Cuba City, Fenimore, Oneewoke Center, Cassville, DeSoto, Argyle, Ithaca Weston, Kickapoo, North Crawford, Richland Center, New Lisbon, Seneca, and Waseca Steuben. Tomorrow's meet at Riverdale will start at 10 o'clock. Also, Saturday's baseball action games include Boscobel at Hillsboro, Royal versus Mauston at Woodside Sports Complex, Mondovi versus Royal, also at Mauston. Aliva Strum plays for Roqua, and Baldwin Woodville plays for Roqua as well. In area softball, Riverdale will be hosting a tournament that will have four teams. The teams include Riverdale, Oneewoke Center, Pecatonica, and Nakusa. The first games of the tournament will be Oneewoke Center against Riverdale, and then Nakusa against Pecatonica. The games will start at 9 o'clock. Additionally, the winners of the games will play each other, and the losers will play each other as well. In other softball action, Ithaca will play at Seneca on Saturday. Well, the Bucks season ended. They got one superstar back, but still were eliminated by the Indiana Pacers 120-98 last night. Giannis Antetokounmpo was still sidelined. Damian Lillard returned to the lineup to score 28 points, and Coach Doc Rivers got 20 apiece from Bobby Portis and Brooke Lopez. Despite that production, the Pacers were in control for most of the game. Milwaukee was only able to connect on 7 of 27 three-pointers as the season ended in the first round of the NBA playoffs again. Head coach Doc Rivers spoke about what went wrong for the Bucks in this first-round series against the Pacers.
I thought their pace, their speed eventually got us. I thought fatigue was a factor. But let's give the Pacers a lot of credit. I think Rick Carlisle's done an amazing job. They've created a hell of a team, not only young. I think the Siakam trade really will change their fortunes going forward. You know, they're just a tough team. Obviously, we had guys out and all that, and that's hard, right? But just give them credit. I thought they played terrific.
Damian Lillard did return to the lineup as he was able to put in 28 points despite coming back from a tough injury.
But I think for me personally, it was a year of growth more than anything. My first time being a part of a different organization than the Trailblazers, you know, after 11 years, picking up my life and being away from my family and away from my kids, you know, being traded so late into the summer, playing for multiple coaches, trying to find myself within a new dynamic, you know, a new team, a new organization, playing with another superstar player.
And Chris Middleton was able to play through injury.
Ankles are sore, but, you know, everybody's going through something in the playoffs. So if you can play through it, got to go out there and play. No excuses about it. Just tonight, just didn't have it. And, I mean, as a team, I think, you know, they came out and wanted to set the tone, be extra physical, push the pace as much as they could, like they've been trying to do all series. And they were able to execute their game plan. We couldn't ask much. So credit to them on that.
New York was a winner over Philadelphia 118-115 as well in NBA playoff action. Well, the rivals will meet today for the first time this season in a weekend series as Milwaukee plays Chicago at Wrigley Field. It's a reunion of sorts with former Brewers manager Craig Counsell. It's also an early season battle for first place in the National League Central Division. Milwaukee is on top by a single game coming in. Brewers manager Pat Murphy will sit out the first game to complete his suspension from the Tampa Bay contest earlier this week. Joe Ross is scheduled to start for Milwaukee in tonight's game. Joe Ross is scheduled to start for Milwaukee. Yesterday, the Cubs lost to the Mets. That final score was 7-6. Miami a winner against Colorado, 5-4. In the American League, Baltimore 7, the Yankees 2. Houston 8-2 over Cleveland. San Francisco beat Boston 3-1. Texas 6-0 over Washington. Too much time on the sidelines. That inactivity for defensive back Eric Stokes is why the Packers have declined his fifth-year option. Stokes has only played 12 out of 34 games in the last two regular seasons. That means the former first-round draft pick is headed for free agency next season. Green Bay is still hoping Stokes can play like the athlete that was drafted. His rookie season was a strong one. More than half of the passes thrown to players he was covering were incomplete in 2021. And he was buried in the position chart at Wisconsin, but quarterback Nick Evers will have a chance to start at UConn. Evers announced his plan to transfer there earlier this week. He was a four-star prospect in the recruiting class of 2022, winding up at Oklahoma. After a year there, he transferred to Madison, but was passed by other athletes as he learned the new offense. At Connecticut, last year's starting quarterback just entered the transfer portal, and the Huskies will be looking for a new offensive leader. Mike Clemens, who normally joins us on Friday, has some family commitments, so he will not be joining us this week. I know a lot of folks look forward to hearing from him. We'll hope to get him on in the coming weeks here on WRCO Sports. I'm Phil Nee.